I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, October 21st. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch wants to protect the character of residential neighborhoods from new development. A proposed change in the zoning codes would limit the foundation of a new building to 30% of a lot in a Residence A or B zone and 42% of a lot in a Residence C zone. There would be no limits in business or industrial districts. Koch says the change is aimed at preventing a large building from taking up most of a small lot in a residential neighborhood. He says the proposal is one of several zoning updates that he will propose soon. The last zoning update in Quincy was made 10 years ago. Koch says he wants to encourage new growth while at the same time protecting the character of existing residential neighborhoods. The City Council Ordinance Committee is now reviewing that proposed change. Quincy school officials are working on ways to lower class sizes at North Quincy High School. Officials say there are 24 classes at North Quincy High with between 28 and 30 students, and only 8 classes of similar size at Quincy High School. Overall, officials say student population has decreased by 68 students over the past year. However, the population at North Quincy High School continues to increase. There are almost 200 more students at North Quincy High this year than there were 10 years ago. Officials say more students have opted to go to North High from the Quincy High School district. Quincy High's population has decreased by about 100 students over the past 10 years. Officials are considering asking teachers at North to teach an additional class for additional pay. Another idea is to allow some Quincy High teachers to teach classes at North Quincy High School. A Massachusetts man was charged with illegally obtaining unemployment benefits meant for people who lost their jobs because of the coronavirus pandemic and claiming that the assets of a nonprofit he worked for were his own in a mortgage application. 38-year-old Clark Grant of Taunton was released without bail after an initial appearance in U.S. District Court in Boston on Tuesday on charges of wire fraud and making false statements on a loan application. He did not enter pleas. Grant, from about May of 2020 until last month, applied for and obtained nearly $68,000 in federal pandemic unemployment assistance funds, while at the same time working and collecting a roughly $70,000 per year salary at his full-time job. In a separate case, Grant applied for a mortgage in May to purchase a home for about $410,000. Grant listed the nonprofit's bank account on the application as a personal asset. The document did not name the nonprofit, but according to state records, Grant is the director of Violence in Boston, founded in 2017 to support victims of violence. Check of business news. Stocks are mixed. The Dow was up 152. The NASDAQ fell 7. The S&P rose 16. Shares are also mixed in Asia. The dollar fell. The euro is down. Oil is up to $83 a barrel. In sports, tough loss for the Red Sox to Houston, 9-1 last night. Astros take a 3-2 lead in the ALCS, and decisive Game 6 will be tomorrow night at 8 p.m. in Houston. The Celtics lose to the Knicks in double overtime, 138-134. Boston will take on the Raptors at the Garden tomorrow night at 7:30. And the Philadelphia Phillies beat the Bruins 6-3. The National Weather Service forecast. Today, mostly sunny and warm, high 76 degrees. For tonight, clear, low 56. Partly sunny tomorrow, high of 71. Saturday, cloudy and cooler, high of 62. And cloudy, cooler still on Sunday, high 58. For the boater, waves about a foot. Light southwest winds, high tide at 12:30 this afternoon. Sunrise at 7:03, set at 5:52. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, October 21st.